Phoneboy Speaks, episode 34, Starbucks. Now, I know there's people that love their Starbucks and there's people that dislike Starbucks. And I'm going to give you my two cents on Starbucks. I think the reason why people like these types of brands, whether it's Starbucks or McDonald's or whatever it is, you know that when you go to one of these places, they have a formula. It's predictable. It's consistent. You know that when you hand over your $4.50, you're gonna get your foo-foo coffee drink the exact way that you ordered it, because everybody speaks a particular version of the English language known as a Starbuckanese or something along those lines. If you order your drink in Starbuckanese, you will get your drink exactly the way you ordered it. There's something comforting about that, especially as you travel around the country. Now, I live in the Seattle area, specifically in a town called Gig Harbor, and there's a lot of coffee shops around here. Let's face it, there's probably one on every corner. I go to Starbucks because, first of all, their rewards program is nice, and there's Starbucks pretty much everywhere in the U.S. So when I travel and I decide to go order a Starbucks drink, I know what I'm going to get. I mean, I don't know exactly what I'm going to pay because each place is a little different, but the basic idea is I know what I'm going to get. Yeah, and that's why these places are appealing. Are there better coffee places? Yes. Are there places that serve better coffee? Probably. But are they available everywhere I go? No, they're not. But Starbucks is. And there's enough things I like at Starbucks that I go there. I try not to get the frou-frou coffee drinks. I usually drink drip with heavy cream. That's my vice of choice. I might do an iced coffee or something when I'm traveling. But that's, in any case, that's why these brands do so well, even though we all hate them to one degree or another. It's they're predictable and they're consistent. You know what you're going to get when you get in there. And as I say, if you're going to spend your money, you want to know what you're going to get. And, you know, Starbucks does deliver that. And they've got the retail experience pretty figured out. I especially like the fact that my Starbucks card, which I preload on a regular basis, I like that It's tied to my iPhone. When I show up at my local Starbucks, the little icon pops up for passbook and say, hey, here's your card. And I can't tell you how much I started using that card in that way after that feature came up, because I always have my phone with me. I'm usually listening to something, but knowing that I always have my Starbucks card with me is great. Now, that doesn't work in every store, but certainly the corporate-owned stores that I go to 99% of the time, it works great. They make it really easy to take my money, which I can't say is the case everywhere. Yeah, I think they've done a good job, and I don't know that you need a Starbucks in every corner. I mean, there's a corner in Gig Harbor that's got three of them. Anyway, I think it's that might be a little excessive, and I think Starbucks has scaled back a little from that. But in any case, that's why people like Starbucks. It's, you know, you could argue their coffee is horrible or overburnt or whatever. But again, you know what you're going to get when you get there. Whereas if you go to random coffee shop, which if you travel a bit may not be available, you know what you're going to get, and you know you're going to be able to find one. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Find more episodes on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or SoundCloud. Find all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/about. That includes Twitter, Facebook, app.net, and Google+. Thanks for listening.